The Buck Sexton Show.
I really avoid, I always say, kindness is your first obligation, our first obligation. I try to avoid ever being mean. And so when someone is having a send-off or something, I don't want to rain on the parade. But I think in this case, because I'm such a lone voice on the issue, it doesn't really matter because everyone else is like, oh my gosh, how are we going to survive without David Letterman doing the late night show? Oh no! I mean, really. I will be honest with you. I have not been an avid watcher, obviously, of the show. I can never even remember which one's the Tonight Show and which one's the Late Show, and I don't really care. I do know that I've seen more than one time David Letterman on air act in a way that I thought was snide and nasty and partisan and gross. And I've never thought he was funny. Now, people tell me that people that I trust and who I think have good judgment on these matters will say that, you know, he used to be funny. And then he got kind of unfunny, and then he got nasty, and then people said, well, then he got a little nicer again. Okay, I don't know. I haven't been watching this guy for the whatever, however many decades he's been on television doing all this stuff. But the absolute, just the sheer amount of people, not just that are sort of, oh, it's a shame that he's like, oh, what are we going to do without David Letterman? Am I the only one who thinks he's just not funny? I'm the first one to say, I think John Oliver, for example, who I'm sure would disagree with me on a vast majority of things, if he met me, would make fun of my hair and wouldn't like me very much, although I'm pretty charming sometimes. Whatever. I'm the first one to say his show is great and really funny. I disagree with some of the messaging, of course, but he's really funny. And yet with David Letterman, I like old school. I like Wedding Crashers. I'm into all kinds of stuff that would be funny. I like the classics, Ghostbusters. David Letterman's just not funny is what I'm trying to say. I don't understand this. Why do I miss this? I'm convinced, and this is my theory for you, and many of you will disagree with me, I know. I'm sure there are a lot of Letterman watchers in the audience. And I'm not going to go into whether he's a nice guy or not or whatever. I don't know him. I mean, I know stories about him, but I don't know him. But that show, I think, is just sort of it's just all a legacy business, a legacy organization, right? It has a sort of cachet, and it's quite a platform, and it has broadcast TV behind it, and it's storied and has a history. And I think that often breeds laziness, particularly in media. And I think that show's been lazy. I've tuned in before to watch it. The top 10 lists stink most of the time. Sometimes they're okay. That's one of the only parts of the show that I don't think is just garbage. And I just don't understand. So let me know. If you think I'm wrong, I want to know. You tell me if you think Letterman's funny. I feel like I'm the only person who's just like, this guy's just not funny. He's not funny. Why is everyone, I'm reading here, people that I, you know, that I like. Oh, you got Elizabeth Banks. He hasn't said a word and I'm crying. Thanks, Dave. I mean, I like her thing with the singing movie. I'm probably going to go see that soon. Yeah, that's right. I like it. Why do these people think he's so funny? All these different comedians, Conan O'Brien. Well, Conan has. I understand there's sort of a respect. You have to pay homage to Dave if you're in the business, right? But the rest of the people I see on Twitter, there's so much about this. I just think this is a construct, and I know this is outside of our usual, you know, talking about more important things. This is totally frivolous, except that there's a tremendous amount of media coverage of this, right? So other things, you know, China building up bases in the middle of the South China Sea, not getting any attention or interest. But David Letterman's live show is like, oh my gosh. Look, I hate to say it. I just think David Letterman is the Bruce Springsteen of late night comedy, which is just, you're told to like him. And so people just like him without ever thinking about whether they really like him. It just sort of is. I'd even put, maybe you could say he's the Bob Dylan of late night comedy. Yeah, I said it. Who listens? When was the last time you walked into somebody's room or you heard somebody in a car and they're blasting Bob Dylan? Never. And yet people go, oh, Bob Dylan, America's poet, like the lyricist extraordinaire. Give me a break. Just sold on this bill of nonsense. So I'm just putting it out there. I just couldn't hold my tongue anymore. He's the guy's worth a ton of money. He's had an amazing career. Everything is great for him. Well, not everything's great for him. Of course, people have their troubles. But I just don't think he's funny. And I feel weird being the only person that I know of who's going to come out and just say, at least for a decade that I've known of him, he's not funny.